Bantam Audio Publishing presents Stuart Little by E.B. White. Read by Julie Harris.
In the Drain. When Mrs. Frederick C. Little's second son arrived, everybody noticed that he was not much bigger than a mouse. The truth of the matter was, the baby looked very much like a mouse in every way. He was only about 2 inches high. And he had a mouse's sharp nose, a mouse's tail, a mouse's whiskers, and the pleasant, shy manner of a mouse. Before he was many days old, he was not only looking like a mouse, but acting like one, too, wearing a gray hat and carrying a small cane. Mr. and Mrs. Little named him Stuart, and Mr. Little made him a tiny bed out of 4 clothespins and a cigarette box. Unlike most babies, Stuart could walk as soon as he was born. When he was a week old, he could climb lamps by shinning up the cord. Mrs. Little saw right away that the infant clothes she had provided were unsuitable, and she set to work and made him a fine little blue worsted suit with patch pockets in which he could keep his handkerchief, his money, and his keys. Every morning before Stuart dressed, Mrs. Little went into his room and weighed him on a small scale which was really meant for weighing letters. At birth, Stuart could have been sent by first-class mail for 3 cents. But his parents preferred to keep him rather than send him away. And when at the age of a month he had gained only 1/3 of an ounce, his mother was so worried she sent for the doctor. The doctor was delighted with Stuart and said that it was very unusual for an American family to have a mouse. He took Stuart's temperature and found that it was 98.